Prince Edward County's Chamber of Commerce held its annual general meeting on Wednesday to a packed audience at the Andrew in Picton. CEO Duarte da Silva kicked off the meeting with an overview of accomplishments, challenges of 2024, and new endeavors for 2025. Complete with the members networking in the background, CEO Duarte da Silva tells us more. I'm speaking with Duarte da Silva. Duarte, you are
CEO of the Prince Edward County Chamber of Commerce.
And how many members do you have?
We currently have approximately 275 members in the county. They come and go, but we are always consistently working hard to attract members and to introduce sort of the real value proposition to being a chamber member. We're not the chamber that your father might have been used to, or the Board of Trade. We're much more innovative, adaptable, dynamic, and quick to market than what an old Chamber of Commerce may have been.
The Prince Edward County Chamber of Commerce started in 1905, so I can imagine the types of members are altogether different now.
Yeah, and I can't imagine what the county has gone through in 120 years, and the businesses that started and grown here. And 1905 was probably largely agricultural and some raw materials and manufacturing way back then.
Being here today for me is something new. Mm-hmm. It's such a wide variety of people here in the chamber. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's what's really interesting about the chamber is the people and businesses that the county has attracted over the years. Not just in tourism, but artists and education, radio. We have a lot of people who are in the knowledge economy, whether that be consultants, advisors, or things like that. Obviously, real estate plays a big part in the county as well. But I think that's one of the really great things about Prince Edward County and the chamber is that diversity of talent and creativity and entrepreneurship that we have here. A lot of people have come out here and maybe in their second or third career, and so are starting out and are building, but they see a lot of opportunity in the county, and the chamber sees that as well.
So you've got some new things happening. Can you speak about that a bit?
Yeah, so lots of new events like our Chamber Cheers event. And the Chamber Cheers event really came out of the idea of supporting other members by hosting free events at their facilities. So whether it be, a winery, a retail store, a venue, that we want to introduce our members to other members. And the best way to do that is host them in one of their facilities. So that's been really great. It's been very, very popular. And it's a great way for chamber members and non-chamber members to meet each other and talk about what they're doing and the services that they provide. And hopefully that networking leads to some business relationships as well.
Social media, people network all the time, but in person is altogether different.
Yeah, I don't think you can beat face-to-face meetings, which I'm really glad that we're back to in-person AGMs. But one of the other, although we were talking about 2024, because AGMs are always a year in review, we're very excited about our service agreement that we've signed with the municipality to support mutual initiatives like shopping local, transportation, accessibility, and our new PEC Connect B2B trade fair.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
When will that take place?
We're hoping it will either be in the fall or early 2026.
It'll be the first one of its kind.
It'll be the first one of its kind. And really, it's about, networking, finding out what other businesses in the county. Our members are so busy running their businesses and trying to grow their businesses and support their family that they often don't have the time to go looking out for, you know, other local businesses. So this, what we hope, is an opportunity for them to do that. And of course, in 2025, we are all supporting Canadian, shopping local, and hopefully, you know, in terms of our procurement and business relationships, we do more of that on a local scale.
Would you say there's been quite a growth in the Chamber of Commerce?
It's been challenging because obviously we're coming out of pretty much 4 years of a pandemic, a global pandemic. So I think during the pandemic, people really saw the importance of the chamber in terms of connecting businesses, providing the government resources, connecting them with the supports that they needed during a very critical time. You know, the chamber was the distribution point for COVID tests. So that was an opportunity to obviously, under the worst conditions, introduce people to the chamber. And I think coming out of that, businesses are still struggling. We still see people trying to bounce back from that. And I understand, you know, the issues of affordability that we saw, you know, raised during the federal debate. And that when, if someone is choosing, you know, whether to pay a membership to a chamber or pay their staff or hydro bill, I understand the trade-off in that. So it's really incumbent on the chamber to let businesses know that when you need support, the chamber is the place to go for that support, for that information, to allow you to grow and to maybe look at other opportunities, to look at other resources. So we still think we have a critical role to play, and we are confident that businesses in the county will recognize that and will choose to join the chamber to help them grow their business.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.